It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices,
he stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're So Vain by Carly Simon. 464-568-51 is bad. Shit. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. You issued a challenge? I was ready for that challenge.
Oh, this is a seminal moment in our show's history. I did issue a challenge, and you picked the exact right song. I mean, if I had to pick a song by a woman, that's it.
She's a woman.
Now, Joe, she is a woman.
She's a woman.
Bill, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Seminal moment in this show's history today.
He's still collecting himself over here.
There's probably been 12 to 20 times where we've said, Jake, I just can't believe you did that. This might be number one.
Well,
shoved it in my face.
Yeah, he did. He got
flipped me the bird.
Yeah, he did. He double birded you.
He double birded you.
It's double bird. Carly, what year again, Jake?
1972, which is what?
Better times!
Way better times.
Yeah. Oh. Even sixth grade Sipple would have loved that.
What do you have asked Carly Simon?
God.
Even sixth grade Sipple right now. I can't collect myself. Go ahead. Keep
He's
talking.
Still
there's clouds in my coffee.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, everything about it. Jake, it's just unbelievable. It's
just hit it.
9-9.
Okay.
9-9. I'm not going into more details.
Days? That's two straight days.
Yeah.
Yesterday's 9-9 was suspect, by the way.
Stones.
I'm just going to say.
Oh, I love
you
that.
You can't
one.
Always get what you want.
Yeah, that's a good song. That song makes
that
you
can't jumped
get
out.
What you want, like kind of like a AAA type song. That song is ridiculously good. Anytime I hear it, I turn it way up. And I'm freaked out by it every time. How good it is, by the way. Mick Jagger, he's the male voice late in that song.
Mick Jagger is?
Yeah.
Really?
He comes in late. You can't hear him that clearly, but yeah, he comes in late.
I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, Google it if you don't believe me. It's one of those things you guys can say, no, that's not true. No, it's true. He comes in late in that song, Mick Jagger.
What a name. Carly Simon. Doesn't it sound cool?
Yeah. I liked it, that part where you can tell she got burned by this dude.
That is correct. Mick Jagger, confirmed. Thank you. Yes. Sip, you're correct.
Thank you.
I'll give you one of these for you real quick. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Jagger comes in late. Yeah. It's very subtle. I like it. She gets that anger in her voice.
It's a good song.
Oh my God, that's a song. It's a 10. I'm giving.
Nine to ten.
It's one of my all-time favorite songs. It's a freaky good song.
I think Rudy's gonna not
it's
hate
freakish.
It.
Freakish.
Yeah, there's no way Rudy's in
7-2.
8-6. He says we have a female. Never heard of her or this song, but this song is great. 8.6.
I mean, Bill, I'm not joking around. When I issued that challenge to Jake, I would have. This is the song. Mm. He couldn't have played a better song by a female.
We could do the rest of the show on Carly Simon and just keep playing the song like every 10 minutes and then go
play
back
again,
and
Jake,
talk. Play it again.
So
and then come back.
You could, because you'd hear stuff in it.
You'd hear stuff in it. There's a couple little yells in there that was interesting.
Oh, the line I'm talking about when her voice gets kind of rough is when she you had me set.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, okay.
That sounded very much like Carly.
Yeah, very good. You took me right there.
That was the best.
Sound like a woman?
Okay, we got some response here.
They've been smoking a lot, yeah.
Maybe nonstop smoking.
That did not sound like Carly Simon.
Smoking in your sleep, probably, too. Vernon Dakin, 9. John Lincoln, 8. Rick and Wahoo gives that a 9. Bill and Bennett, 4.75. Little low, Bill.
Yeah.
Little low.
Yeah, question you on that one, Bill.
Mike and Dalton, 9. Fritz and Lincoln, 3.6.
That's all right. Okay. I mean, not everybody likes. I get it.
Nomad Brad, 4.5. Not feeling that today, he
wow,
says.
I don't get that.
Tater, 1.
It's okay.
That song's
not okay. Hey, no, Bill understands, and you understand. Not everybody has a
song. Sarah and Fallbrook, 6. Shamia B says, 6 great karaoke song.
Really? Never seen it really rock in karaoke.
I've never seen that song in karaoke
never
in my
have
life.
Either.
Lyle.
Karaoke song.
I've never, seen never ever thought of that.
I didn't.
Somebody at Applebee's is whipping that out.
You have Carly Simon on there?
Which karaoke spot are you hanging out at?
72. Carly Simon.
Lyle in Omaha, 8.5. Gavin and Pender, 7. Kiffin and Columbus, 7.9.
They're not feeling as much as we were.
We're getting better. Pops in Minnesota, 8. Jennifer, 9. Hubby, 5.9. Love the song.
Wow. Says, nine, and, but that's a weird.
Discord in the house.
Yeah, we got some problems
hope
there.
You guys work it out. Got that new house. Got house payments. hope
Pete,
that works.
Pete and Chattanooga, 9.
Who well, Columbus, Bird. 7.
Oh.
Hey, thank you, Bird.
He rang
that's
the bell.
Proper, yeah. Bill. Wink in Casey, not Wink Martindale, 9.
What if it was the D coordinator
hey,
from Michigan?
Nice job on Saturday, Wink. Good job.
How do you know it's not?
We go to you. The Colonel and Beatrice, 8.6, solid. On
the
that
Colonel.
One. And we can't forget YouTube, Bolt, 8.0, East jeez. Lincoln West, 8.
Okay.
Charlie, 8.1, Albert, 9.5.
Okay.
Brad, 8.8, Genghis, 7.9, way better time, says Genghis.
Yep, thank you, Genghis.
Robert, 8.25, Chris, 3.1. Song of the day was You're So Vain.
Jeez, Jake.
By Carly Simon if from Jake 1972.
If Jake would have put down like 20 female vocalists in their best song, that's the one you would have circled.
Yeah, I would.
Me and Steve would both be like, oh, ho, right here. Been like, right here.
Yeah. Lady Gaga would have been up there. Yeah.
True. I don't think she would.
Bad Romance.
Compared to You're So Vain?
Yeah.
Bad Romance.
You just are.
That's, good song.
You just hurt yourself right now.
Thank you.
All right. It is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Oh. Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
That was good.
That was
the king of remodels. Kitchen,
the
bath,
king
whole
of
house,
remodels.
He is. That's Randy
the
at Dinert Contracting. You can call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 or email him at dinertcontracting@hotmail.com.
Bill, when did he ascend to the king role?
The king. This is new, I think. This is something just happened
he's
in the last.
The king of
remodels. In the last 36 hours, Randy's went to the king of remodels.
That's a big.
And he's also raining Randy. That rain doesn't stop him.
No. That's why he's the king.
That's why he's the king. Moisture.
The king of remodels.
Yeah, the king of remodel. He's made that ascension. That happened in the last 36 hours. So yes, Randy's the king.
Well done, Randy. I'm proud
thank
of you.
Thank you very much.
We got Bill's thrills here. Yeah,
we do.
Bill's thrills like that. Well, I'm going backwards in time a little bit.
No, don't do that.
Well, I just, it just because I've already.
Are you shocked by this?
I've already, no, it's not really, it's not better times. Not I've better covered, time. I've covered this, but I can't take it again. And I'm hoping that my voice just gets heard. That's all I'm caring. This is a stance. And I'm hoping that this gets shouted out to commissioners or somebody can help do this. When you struggle with the call, let them ball. When you struggle with the call, let them ball.
Ball.
I'm revisiting targeting. I'm going back to targeting, and it's got me worked up beyond all, just unbelievable. First of all, it's so subjective. The number of times, like, that's targeting. Mm. No targeting. That's not targeting. Targeting. Ejection. Number 15. Mm-hmm. And it is so subjective that no one's getting it right. Half the time, people are watching it. They don't know what to say.
True.
There's all this confusion. And here's where I'm the most adamant about it is, you get 12 times to play the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All of a sudden, there's a targeting that's not an egregious targeting. Not one of those where you just go, oh, yeah, eject him.
Nope.
Nope, nope. He's out of the game.
That's terrible.
They're missing games. They have 12 guaranteed.
Right.
The one great player from Michigan missed half the Oklahoma game.
That's bad.
The reason I bring it up is because in basketball, what do they have? Flagrant one, flagrant two. That simple. Flagrant one's a flagrant one. You're not out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they ejecting these people where one... where it's just a bang-bang play, and all of a sudden, and everybody has to go over and hug the guy, and oh, it's too bad, and oh, guess what? I worked the last 358 days to play for 12 days, and I get ejected for a thing that wasn't egregious.
Wasn't even egregious.
And there's some you can say, and then you see the missed calls. And then here's the one like that where it creeps in. Don't tell me it doesn't creep in. The end of the Miami-Cal game last year, it's like, you know, if we call this, Cal wins. And you know, if they call this right now, they win the game. If we call this targeting against Georgia Tech, and it was a targeting call, like in my mind it was anyway, Georgia Tech wins. Georgia's then out of the playoffs. They're not going to go to the – I mean, don't tell me that doesn't creep in at an end of a game when you're sitting there and they can't describe it well enough. And they and both sides, you, the number of times you hear the – I heard a guy the other day, I think it was Plank was on there. He goes, when I'm on TV – I will not even comment on it. I just say next play because I can't even answer. What do you guys think? Looks like targeting to me. No targeting. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, you're right.
And here's the part that's the most egregious. And I did some checking on that this morning. And I know it's correct, but maybe there's 1% that I'm not. If you get targeting on the last play of a half, last play, you're out the next half, good to go next game. If you get targeting the first play of the second half, you miss the entire half and the entire first half. So you miss an entire game.
Not right.
That doesn't add up.
No.
How do you tell me that that's a penalty when you can miss from the timing? How do you get a penalty at that time where it's like, nope, not the deal?
It's not.
I mean, that
how do they allow this?
That's insane. And they won't look at it. And then safety, I get it. I'm for it. But if you can't look at that and just go, guys, this is not a flagrant one. This is an odd bang-bang play by the... How many times you hear this one on TV? By the letter of the law. That's the one you hear every time. And then it's head, neck, region, launching, head crown. Neck. Then they have to find where the crown of the helmet is. It's from a 4-inch area from this to this. You can't get it right. In the NFL, guess what? They pay people pay to see those guys play.
Yep.
And guess what? They don't get ejected.
Nope. No.
They don't get ejected from a game. And for them not to be able to say, listen, how many times you go, they're going to eject this guy, and he does not deserve to be ejected from a game. 12 guaranteed. You work literally in college football. Now you can practice basically year round. There's no time restraints or nothing. You get like 8 days off. The rest of the time you're training to play in a football game, and then you miss out because one bang bang play that happens with it, and then now they're calling down from the booth too. All of a sudden, booth review on targeting. And then they review it, don't have it. I'm still living
and you're
with
seeing
it.
One, and you're seeing a wide variety, right? Like you're seeing ones that you absolutely think are targeting, not targeting.
Not targeting.
Then you see ones that are, oh, God, that's targeting. Nope.
No, we're
okay.
Good.
Okay, that's weird.
Not good. And then here, all of a sudden there's cheering. Okay, he's still in the game. But to eject someone, if it's a flagrant two, he's ejected.
So is that what you do then? Is that the solution? Is to go just do basketball, do flagrant one, flagrant two?
In my opinion, that's a big part of it. It's a flagrant. It's like, okay, we're gonna call this. We're not ejecting this guy out of the game. We're not doing that. You have to be able to look at the difference on what's going on within the play to watch it. And it just I think what happens now is the reason they miss some of the calls, they're going like, okay, I think it's targeting. We have to kick this young man out of the game. And he shouldn't be kicked out of the game, but we're going to have to kick him out. So is there any way we could make it not targeting? Because we'd really like to, because this is really bad. But to have that subjective of a call.
So flagrant one, flagrant two.
You have to do something.
Right.
This has to be cleared of some sort.
Or just wipe the whole thing away.
Yeah. I don't know what, like I said, I want the safety part, but it's just guys getting eliminated out of games. You see them, there's someone generally kicked out of every game now. It's almost like every game. There wasn't one, I don't think, in the Michigan and Nebraska game, but it's almost
every
game. They
looked at one, didn't they, at the end of that game?
I think they
looked at one in late fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did. They looked at one. And the funny thing was, I watched the one, is a shoulder contact, and Laura's like, what do you think? I said, no, it's not targeting. Then I saw someone on social media, how is this not targeting?
Well,
the point of it is, it's just that's how crazy it is.
You know the one that maybe, I don't know if it drove the whole discussion. Remember when Vontaze Burfict on Saturday night in a playoff game? Almost killed a man.
Well, that was bad.
Yeah. But
now,
he was egregious in that one.
Right. I wonder how much of this discussion was driven by that moment.
There's certain moments where it all came from the start was head injuries.
Yeah.
Because we can't have helmet-to-helmet contact like that. And I agree. But sometimes you have to give him a break. When you're going full speed and all of a sudden the receiver drops – You're not launching. There's a guy coming across the middle, you know, unprotected, and you just put your helmet right in his chin, and you launch into him, and you've done everything wrong. I get it, okay. But sometimes there's a play where you just go, how do you tell me how this guy could avoid what just happened, right. And now he's kicked out of the game.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And the fan bases go
crazy.
For
a bang-bang play, by the way.
For a bang-bang play, it's just like, it drives me absolutely nuts.
I thought Burfict should have been arrested on that play.
There's been
Burfict has had multiple instances. It's not just a one-time occasion.
Bill, and also, I have no problem with, if you have two flagrant ones, you're out also. You have a flagrant one.
There you
and you
go.
Get another flagrant
See, now that's
one.
That's a solution.
Yeah, it's like, no,
that's
you're out. You have two flagrants. Yeah, you're...
But one flagrant, two, you're fine.
One flagrant, you're still in the game.
Okay.
You're still in the game. But now, I mean, they put all that pressure, because I guarantee you they're sitting there going like, dudes, we're going to kick this guy out of the game. If they do this, you guys know this game's over, right? There's all this conversation going on.
That's not good
and
for
it's
the
still,
game.
It's still in your head with all these things. And then how do you have a reviewable call, but then you get to come back and it's judgmental? But then you have a reviewable call, but you can't challenge pass interference. You can't challenge a missed face mask call. But you get to do it on. But this call gets to be reviewed, and it's completely subjective. Man,
they need to work on. Is there any? I wonder if there's any movement to work on it.
Doesn't appear to. And is there anyone not as frustrated as the stool with this? Is there anyone goes? I think targeting is
10 years old now. This is 2015. We had targeting introduced to college football. Mm-hmm. And it's still not very clear.
That's really odd.
Later.
I'm with you 100% on that. That there are times, like I've done it, tweeted and said, oh, that's absolutely targeting, and then got burned. No, it wasn't. Okay.
Nobody
was wrong again. Yeah. Or that's absolutely not targeting. No, well, I guess it was.
Anything from the text line, Jake?
Clam Dog says, I agree with Bill. It should only lead to suspension if it is obviously egregious. That'd be the flagrant. You know, the next game, at least the first half.
But how about the fact that you can lose an entire game based on when the foul occurred? And then also, like I said, if it occurs at a different time, you only lose that half.
Stupid.
It makes no sense whatsoever, the timing of it. Mm-mm. You know? And also, you could also judge it out. You know when it happened. You should be like, oh, okay, we know exactly when this happened, so no. But between one play difference, they miss an entire game. One play difference, they miss just a half. Again, does that make sense?
Nope.
No.
Make it make sense.
The stool does not agree.
No. Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Glad to. Thank you, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
When you struggle with the call, let him ball.
Let him play. That is Bill's Thrill. Sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour 2 is next. An early break in the ticket.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.